Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Friday evening, New York sports fans. Yes, I am Danielle McCartan. We'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Nick Theodorou and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Call me up, be part of the conversation, and lots of topics tonight. We could talk about the Yankees losing in Boston. That's how we're going to start it off. We could talk about the Knicks and the new development of their head coach search in the upcoming week. Mets also took an L tonight in Queens. And Chris Kreider, should his number 20 be retired for all time in the rafters for the New York Rangers at the Garden? Lots to do, not a lot of time to get it done, so get aboard. And before we actually kick it off tonight, an update on the Knicks head coach search. So from between the last time you and I talked and now, besides a whole bunch more denials, okay? By the way, the way this was worded by Shams Charania, the Knicks request permission to speak with Hawks head coach Quinn Snyder, but were firmly denied. Firmly. So the Knicks' request to interview an existing head coach has now been denied officially by five teams: the Rockets, the Timberwolves, Mavericks, Hawks, and the Bulls. And then you've got the Knicks stars, Hart and Brunson. They're coming out and they're talking about how instrumental Tom Thibodeau was for and in their careers. And that tells me all I need to know. This was not a player-driven coup. At least not from the star players, that is. And not to mention, still, there has been zero public address by Leon Rose. Where are you, Leon? What's the plan, Leon? The same thing we questioned last weekend right here on my show. Do you even have one? Because it doesn't still seem like it. And then I tell you all that to tell this just about, 80 minutes ago. From Shams Charania, the Knicks are planning to interview ex-Kings coach Mike Brown and ex-Grizzlies coach Taylor Jenkins next week. We'll get into that a little bit later. But following the Yankee game, of course, on a Red Sox rivalry weekend. I mean, is there a greater rivalry in baseball than the Yankees and the Red Sox? I mean, tale as old as time. I don't think so. And I could argue definitely not in baseball, but across all sports. But that's not what we're arguing about tonight. That's not what we're going to be focused on tonight. I mean, first of all, this game in Boston had it all, especially in the late goings, the drama in the late goings. I mean, it came in at 99 miles an hour to number 99, and it landed 443 feet away from home plate over the Green Monster onto Lansdowne Street. Or has it even landed yet? Can someone check on that? Who knows? Well, I mean, obviously that's facetious, and that started the wild ride up until the end of the game, really. I mean, this game had 2 10th-inning challenges on razor-thin calls. I do think Volpe was safe, and I was watching it without sound in the other studio while Emmanuel was in here, and I, you know, no subtitles or anything. Visually, it looked like Volpe was safe, but I do think DJ LeMahieu's hit was, in fact, foul. Aaron Boone clearly didn't. He was ejected, another all-timer from Aaron Boone, after he threw his gum in the direction of, towards, the umpire. All-timer. Just like that other one with the face, you know? You know what I'm talking about, where he's winding up? Yeah, that one. Two all-timers from Aaron Boone here. But, I mean, I just love, on a side note here, that when Aaron Boone gets tossed, I was just talking to Emmanuel about this. He really gets his money's worth. I mean, he's so demonstrative. I love it. Sticks up for his guys. I love it. And I'm sure they do too. And, you know, I know Boone didn't like the call. I thought it was the right one. DJ LeMahieu clearly didn't like it either, because he too, DJ LeMahieu, got thrown out. We'd have to check on this. How many times has DJ LeMahieu ever gotten thrown out of a game? After he legged out, which was, it wasn't a hit, but he ran down to first base. He was ultimately out. He got down to where the guy who made the fair or foul call, that umpire, he said something to him and immediately was thrown out. Tossed. Both of them. The only thing this game didn't have was a Yankees win. The Red Sox walked it off in the bottom of the 10th, and of course, on a Narvaez bomb off the Monster. So that leads me kind of to the next point. That ninth inning Judge home run was really ultimately the Yankees' only threatening offense that this team even put out in tonight's game. And I'm driving in here, and I'm sorry, but I'm doing over the speed limit because this game was absolutely flying. Garrett Crochet had his way with the Yankees through most of the nine innings until that Judge home run. And, I mean, he pitched a great game. And the attention and the focus now shifts to a Yankees lineup that is becoming whole again real soon. As it turns out, Giancarlo Stanton is not expected to join the Yankees in Boston. I don't know if it's the right move. He's going to play again, you know, I guess I could say Saturday night because it's still 11:30, but he's going to play again Saturday night with the Somerset Patriots. And then you look at the Yankee schedule, it's a Sunday day game in Boston. Kind of makes it unlikely, I would say. And see, the thing is, he's physically able to go. The trainers, everybody's saying he's physically able to play. And Boone even said, and this is a quote, the biggest say is probably Big G's right now. But I look at this and I go, Giancarlo, man, what a soft landing spot this would have been for you. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton absolutely rakes at Fenway Park. He hits 312 there. And of all the parks he's ever played in his career, that's good for a tie for the second highest batting average in his career. And his batting average on, you know, expected balls in play, highest of all the parks he's played in his career. So it is quite clear to me that Stanton likes playing in Boston. For the Yankees, of course. So I'm curious as to why he would turn down like a nice, smooth season debut landing in Fenway Park. He is obliterating the cover off the ball in Somerset. And I'm confused because to me, Fenway Park is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, not according to Stanton. And now the Yankees and he and the Yankees set their sights on the home series against the Angels, which starts now Monday. But in all honesty, I mean, really? By the way, that was an alert that the Thunder held off the Pacers 111-104 in game four, just in case you were curious. But in all honesty, I mean, I know the Yankees didn't have a great offensive output tonight. Sure, they didn't win. But, I mean, look at the standings. They've got, like, the third best record in the entire league. I mean, they're doing fine for now without Stanton. And also, not to mention, he's played three games in a row with the Somerset Patriots, which, okay, you're looking at that going, okay, well, who cares, right? You know, he's a baseball player. Doesn't take that much, right? Well, think about this. Put it into this kind of perspective. Stanton has had no spring training either. And with the Patriots, he's had 11 at-bats total, altogether. And when you go through spring training as a hitter, you get between, you know, 50 and 60 at-bats. So, you know, Stanton, as we all know, is a guy made out of glass. So you don't want to rush him back. I think you let him get his timing down. You let him see live pitching because you can hit off of the pitching machine, even the one that simulates the pitcher's movements, like the VR or whatever it's called. You can do that all you want, but you can't ever simulate game situations in practice. And if you could do that, I mean, you're really on to something. You should patent it. You know what I'm saying? So you could do it as close as possible, but it's not the same as actually playing in the game. So don't rush him. Let him get his timing down in game situations. And at this point, I'm good. I'm good with Giancarlo Stanton taking the rehab reps that he needs. So there's been a lot of talk about, okay, well, when Stanton returns, what happens to the lineup, you know, down the line, etc. I mean, he's obviously coming back. The return to the team is imminent. It's probably going to happen Monday. And this is what I need to see from the Yankees. And here is the solution that I would put forth on how I would divvy up the playing time once Stanton returns. And really, there's one key to this which makes this not that difficult, really. And in a way, a tiny part of me is worried that him coming back is kind of going to disrupt the synergy of the team when he gets to the Bronx. I mean, that's always possible. But here's the situation. You've got first baseman / designated hitter Ben Rice. He's cooled off a bit. He's still got 12 home runs to his name this season alone. And there are only four players that have a higher exit velocity on average than Ben Rice. O'Neal Cruz, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and Pete Alonso. That's it. That's the list, you know? So, look, he's cooled off, but he's still crushing the ball. And as a coach, I always tell my own players, you get in there and you make it, take your opportunity, and make it so I can't take you out. And that is exactly what Ben Rice has done to Aaron Boone. It's a great problem to have if you're Aaron Boone. Then you look at, okay, who are the other players in this Stanton situation? First baseman Paul Goldschmidt, he's hitting like 315 with 7 home runs. He's not coming out. And incoming is Stanton, who, again, hasn't played a single game this season so far. Who, as everybody who watches baseball knows, he is a notoriously slow starter once he comes back into the lineup from injury. We've talked about it before. You and I have talked about how, okay, Stanton's back. So what? He's a slow starter. I'm not expecting anything different this season now that he's a year older. So in the beginning, it's going to be a little rough, let me tell you. And it's going to be a little bit tough to find a spot, a comfortable spot, for everyone to play, everyone to be happy, everyone to be productive. Here's what I would do. Now, number one, as much as I adore him, and I know Boone said he wouldn't do it, but I'd option J.C. Ascara. I'd make Ben Rice my backup catcher just to keep his bat in the lineup. It'll heat up again. But more important, Ben Rice is a catcher by trade, and he'll definitely, no doubt, be able to handle the job. And look, I love J.C. Ascara. The story's great. I mean, even at Yankee Stadium, the last time I was there, whenever I was there, I was just kind of standing there watching batting practice, and he came up and stood next to me. And I said, man, I love your story. And I said, I'm a teacher too. And he was like, oh, really? And he was asking me the questions. What grade? What do you teach? How do you like it? He's going on and on. And then I forget what I said back to him, but we kind of just stood there, and he looked at me out of the corner of his eye, and he said, we made it. And then he looked around Yankee Stadium, and it kind of gives me like chills, you know? I mean, he made it. I didn't make it full-time just yet, but he made it full-time. But I'm sorry, as much as the story's great, I would option him because of Stanton's coming back, right? So that's it. It's just, he'll be back. But as of right now, I would option J.C. Ascara, make Ben Rice the backup catcher for the New York Yankees. If I'm the manager, here's what I would do. And I know Boone said already he wouldn't do it. Okay. Then you look at, once J.C. Ascara is optioned, there's got to be this healthy rotation of playing time between Goldschmidt and Rice and Stanton as the DH. We know he's not going to be playing in the field. Everybody knows that. So the formula for Stanton, which unlocks the rest of this, is this. This is the key. Stanton is hurt like every regular season, it seems, right? But he's lethal in the postseason, right? So I looked at this. In his past, Giancarlo Stanton, this is, in his most recent six seasons in pinstripes with the Yankees, Stanton has played in 34% of the games on the Yankees schedule. That's the formula. You work him into the DH spot once every third day. And I'm talking on average, right? So you work him in there once every third day over the course of the season. He'll be uninjured. I hate the word healthy, but he'll be uninjured. He'll have his legs under him, and he'll be preserved to do some damage in the postseason. And with this formula, Ben Rice and Paul Goldschmidt can get regular first base / DH at-bats on the other two of 3 days. And on Stanton's DH day, Rice catches. And if you are a longtime listener, you already know that I am solution-based. So how do you like that one? Call me up, 888-808-1019. And on a facetious note here, you know who they should rush back? Luke Weaver. I'm half kidding there, halfway kidding. And I know Luke Weaver is ahead of schedule. I know Luke Weaver is scheduled to throw a bullpen tomorrow. But, I mean, the Yankees could really use that arm back in that bullpen. It is the most valuable arm in that bullpen, no doubt, in my mind. I mean, Hamilton, as of late, has been weak. I'm watching on the monitor without sound in the other studio, and I'm watching. I mean, Cruz could not find the strike zone, and he was this close, just shy of giving up a grand slam that would have put the game away for the Red Sox in the bottom of the eighth inning. I mean, it was that close. It was that. I mean, he thought it was gone. Look at his reaction. Go back to it. He also thought it was gone. So I know he bounced back in the ninth a bit, but and then you look at Tim Hill, who is typically good, who was a stud in the postseason for the Yankees. He ends up being the guy who coughs up the game winner. And look, I think the Yankees are missing Luke Weaver much more than they are missing Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, I have 100% confidence that if Luke Weaver were pitching in that situation, or in spots like that, situations like that, I mean, I don't think it would have had the same ending. So while I'm not trying to rush Giancarlo Stanton back, Luke Weaver, hurry up. Hurry up and get back here. But of course, you know, don't obviously re-injure yourself and make it more of a longer term thing and put your postseason in doubt even. But get back as fast as you can, because this team needs you, especially in that bullpen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.